members of the staff in the water section have come to me, and they've come to me in confidence, and I've given me word that I won't disclose their identities. They tell me that they had their placards and all ready to go on strike, and the unions and the executive, and in particular the CEO, have averted the strike. But the workers in general are very concerned about the threat of the 400 job losses nationwide, and Donegal will probably be one of the counties that will lose jobs over the head of it. The county manager, which is now the CEO, should have clarified this to the members of the council, because we represent the people, and I'm demanding that the manager make a public statement on the matter, and that the union comes out and confirms the fears that the staff have of these job losses.
As you understand it, was this resolution achieved locally or nationally?
As far as I'm aware, it's a national issue, but it's going to affect every local authority in Ireland. This goes to the core issue of Irish Water. They've spent €2 billion of taxpayers' money, where if that money had been spent with the local authorities, with the very good staff that we have, who are contracted to Irish Water for the next 12 years, we would have all the problems fixed. We didn't need Irish Water. We have the expertise in Donegal County Council. We have the engineers. And more importantly, we have the staff on the ground, some of them who are out on call 7 days a week fixing issues.
So you want the Chief Executive of Council, Seamus Neely, to issue a statement as quickly as possible, just outlining exactly what the situation is?
No, it's not what I wanted. It's what we are entitled to know as public representatives. At the end of the day, we're the directors of Donegal County Council because we're the elected members. And the mayor has the ultimate power over the executive. The executive are accountable to us as elected members. And I mean, if there has been secret talks with unions and with staff members who have serious concerns about their jobs, then the members of Donegal County Council should have been informed of this in closed session of the council, where we could have discussed on behalf of the staff the issues that they are frightened of, and the most important issue that they're frightened of is losing their jobs and being made redundant.
And it is your understanding that although this is a national issue, there was local involvement in the resolution and the CEO and his team were directly involved?
Well, I've been told directly by staff that they had their placards ready to go on strike, and the strike has been averted by intervention by the union and by the executive.